following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I went to Dick's to pick up a new bat for the season. Went home with a DeMarini Voodoo. We started off slow, a couple of rough BPs, a few games where we weren't tearing the cover off the ball. But the relationship with your bat takes time. That meant more film, extra hours in the cage. In the moment where my team needed me most, my bat was weightless. My hands fused to the grip. We became one. We became untouchable.
The outfield better move back to the fences.
When mind, body, and equipment come together, you are untouchable. Every bat, every ninth inning, every walk-off, every season starts at Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday before Easter. Oh, I know, for most of you, you're pretty much done. You've cashed it in. You locked. You said, it's over. I'm getting ready. I'm leaving town. High school kids, this is why you go out for spring sports, because there's no school tomorrow and you're at track meets and golf meets today. Although there are some activities like the GNAC soccer is Friday and Saturday up in Norfolk. So Kearney High has their track and golf invite today. Golf is out at Meadowlark, just so folks know about that. And we've got some great conversation, hopefully, here in the next hour. Lots of things going on with the Masters, with baseball, with this new football tape from the Saints. What a doorknob. But it sounds worse, I suppose, than it probably is when, if we hadn't heard anything about this, that would have just been a Hard Knocks tape. Ooh, cool, that's great, all right. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live coverage of the Masters here on ESPN Radio begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon and will continue all 4 days. We also mix in a little bit of the Frozen Four, Minnesota and Boston College semifinals tonight, the championship game on Saturday. Ferris State and Union, who have never made it to the Frozen Four, are playing today. Jack Dom, Iowa baseball coach, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Daddy, and we're also going to make our Major League Baseball predictions because they actually start playing baseball. He's been at Iowa for 9 years. They just swept two from South Dakota State to get to 12-14 on the season. They lost to UNO. Here is a guy that won at Creighton consistently as their coach, but hasn't at Iowa. How is that possible?
I thought the exact same thing, Doug, and you're looking at a guy that, okay, the coach at Northwestern has been there 25 years. He's never been 40-8 on the year. Never advanced the College World Series and lost two games. So I think in the Big Ten, maybe nobody pays that much attention to it. When we're in the Big 12 and you got Augie Garrido And you got Frank Anderson
to Creighton baseball, and it's a Creighton fan. That's not a shot. It's Missouri Valley Conference baseball where you're playing Illinois State and Southern Illinois and Drake. Well, who's paying attention to that? I mean, when Jack Dom was there, they weren't playing at TD Ameritrade every once in a while, or out in Bellevue, or anything like that. How can you decline in the kind of kids you get? Because obviously you have, or else you'd be winning in this crap conference at Iowa.
You would think that you would think it'd be the same type of kid that could get it done at Creighton, could get it done at Iowa. But Doug, you look at Nebraska getting 2 out of 3 taken from Northwestern. How is a Nebraska? I mean, talent wise, from if you put it at a 10 when they were going to College World Series, what is it right now? Would you say it's a 3? Are these kids that far? Was Cash Kalkowski would have certainly found his way on the field with those other teams, wouldn't he?
You would have thought so. We'll find out. I do want to. I'm trying to find the nice way to put that, because they have won a little bit of baseball there at Iowa, and we keep asking every coach that we've had on, Illinois, Northwestern, now Iowa, their thoughts on Big Ten baseball. And of course, they're going to say it's coming along, but Daddy,
it's not a good product that draws any people.
Purdue is 20-5, and they're 4-2 in the conference, which tells you a little bit about their non-conference schedule. Outside of that, and Michigan State is 17-8. Outside of that, every school in the conference has double-digit losses at this point in the season. Minnesota, they've only played the one series, but they lead at 3-0, but they're 17-13 overall. Indiana, 12-16. Iowa, 12-14. Northwestern, 10-15. Ohio State, 14-12. Penn State, 9-18. Michigan, 12-16. I mean, these are programs, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, that have budgets, and they're the bottom three of the conference. They shouldn't be the bottom three of the conference of any sport, and they are in baseball.
They are in baseball, and it was, you know, and it's not like this is new. Everybody battled around. No one had the Texas-like record. The Oklahoma State, when, you know, pick what year and the Baylor record. Everybody's bouncing around, and you look at the conference forever. We talked about it last week. No one took over. You got two teams: Illinois 15-9, Penn State 12-12, Purdue 14-10, 15-9, 7-6. You know, no one's terrible. No one's great. It's just middle of the road, blah baseball. This is a conference Nebraska's got to take over and make people catch them. If we take pride, and if we get 6,000 people to the ballpark on a weekend. If we get a 75-degree day and you get 5,000 or 6,000 to Haymarket Park and Hawksfield, this is a conference and Nebraska has got to string together a couple, three dominating performances and say, we're the ones to catch and see if somebody can come get them. And this is, Nebraska should be number one in this conference going into the tournament. And if they're not, that would be a huge, huge disappointment, I've got to think, for everybody on that coaching staff.
Well, let's talk to Jack Dom at the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And coming up, we're going to make our Major League Baseball predictions as well. Also, UNK Baseball is this weekend. We'll talk about that. Hastings College, the rosters for the 8-man All-Star game have also been announced today, and we'll take a look at those.
Douglas, with the Masters going on, a lot of people following that. But Greg Williams and these tapes that you talked about, and you're going to hear about this all day long when it's not Master coverage, you're going to be concentrating on this. After this tape comes out, I don't think Greg Williams ever, ever steps foot on a sideline again.
Well, this should be enough to put him away. The bottom line is, Daddy, there's no – who needs Greg Williams? Who needs anybody that's coaching? I mean, what – you've done enough to yourself that we'll find somebody else. You're gone.
Right.
You know, if you want to find a college coaching job, or you want to continue to use your knowledge part of your brain instead of your whack job part of your brain, fine. then get out there. But, yeah, bye-bye. Gone. I mean, hell, you're the defensive coordinator of the Rams anyway. What kind of life is that?
Did they know about – did the commissioner, did Goodell and them know about this tape before now? Or is this all breaking news?
We don't know that. Nobody knows. I'm guessing they don't. Happened in January. They've made most of their investigation by then. How is it so hot in here today? Are you warm? It's warm in this studio today. Hotter
than
usual.
Warm in there. So.
Yeah, it's like 55 degrees outside. What's going on? Well, did you do something? Did you turn a heater on?
No, I thought about going to the Army. No, I adapt and overcome. That's what I do. Long time ago, I thought about going to the Army. I adapt and overcome. That's my mindset. Yeah.
You know what I do? Let's take a look at the Masters leaderboard. Nobody's tearing it up right away, but as Johnny Miller said this morning on ESPN and Golf Channel coverage, he doesn't make a prediction until Friday because you got to get through Thursday. And you say what you want about that. He goes, some people just can't handle the nerves. Some people just can't handle the Masters, no matter where they're ranked in the world. Right now, you have got some folks out there that are not doing a very good job, Daddy. So I look at the bottom of the leaderboard at people that are already out. Mark O'Meara had to withdraw, by the way. And you've got Craig Stadler. He don't figure to do well. The first group is about ready to finish up here. And he is at 8 over par. And that is at the bottom of the leaderboard.
That'd be an 8-0 on the old card. Firing the old 80 at him.
And Randall Lewis is also at 8 over par. Some of the names, you may have been in a bracket or a pool or something like that. Alvaro Quiroz, who shot 65 in the opening round, is 4 over through 7. The long hitter Garrigus, 4 over. He double or triple bogeyed the first hole today. He is 4 over through 15. Jeff Ogilvy, who always plays well, 3 over through 7. Lucas Glover, 3 over through 10. Adam Scott, 3 over through 12. Martin Laird, 2 over. He's played 3 holes. Gary Woodland, 2 over through 7. So there's a few of the names that Ian Poulter bogeys the first hole. Graham McDowell bogeys the first hole. My man, Matt Kuchar, 1 over through 7. So you got some guys that haven't got to the turn and are struggling.
Now, on the reverse side of that, up at the top of the leaderboard, Martin Kaymer has been, he was 2 under at last time I checked, and maybe he's fallen back, but he's never done well at the Masters. Never made the cut at the Masters.
Yeah, 0 for 4. Oh. And there's Stuart Sink again. We talked about him. One of those guys that's always steady, but he's 151st in the world rankings. Right now, Paul Laurie, he's probably going to get to the clubhouse first with the best score. He's 3 under through 15. Henrik Stenson is 3 under through 7. Stuart Sink is 2 under through 11. And then you've got a whole bunch of folks at 1 under par, including Martin Kaymer, Padraig Harrington, Bill Haas, Tiger Woods, Sean O'Hare, Francisco Molinari. O'Hare seems to play the course good as well. So we'll keep you up to date on that, and coverage again begins today at 1 o'clock here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Remember, those first guys just finishing up, if they went off the very first, they're just getting ready to end their round. So there's a whole lot more golf coming up. You can hear it live 1 o'clock right here on ESPN Radio.
A couple of other sports notes. The Ohio State big man Jared Sullinger, he's going pro. Does that surprise you at all?
No way. What else could he do? I mean, I think he'd go back to Ohio State and get to the Final Four again. Will they win a title? I think that's a coin flip. If you're going to put all your eggs in one basket, come back and win a title, and you're going to have probably some freshman help next year in some top 10 recruit in the country, or a couple of them that are right up at the top to push you over the top. And I don't know, that probably didn't feel that was going to manifest itself. So why not take the money and run?
Coach Pelini continues to be pleased with what's going on at Nebraska practice.
It was good. We've had a good couple days. We're getting a lot of work done. We're getting a lot of reps in, and like you already know, we're shorted a couple positions. So that's hindering us in some areas. We've got a couple guys just nicked up, nothing big, just muscle pulls and that type of thing. But overall, we're getting a lot of work done.
Coach, where are you hurt at?
Well, the D-line, obviously, that we have guys that, so we're short there, and obviously we're got a couple guys nicked up at the wide receiver position. So, it limits us a little bit, but we're getting good work done.
That's bad when we don't have wide receivers to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say that those guys having trouble. They need to be out there trying to catch the ball all they can. Interesting, though, about the peppiness and the positivity in Bo Pelini. This is unprecedented for Bo Pelini. In fall camp, in spring football, I don't know what's going on, but it's different. Would you agree?
Well, so far, I'm still waiting. This happens in fall camp. They come out, they get the nice couple of practices, and then he has a blow-up to get the team's attention. So I'm wondering if we'll see that after practice Saturday, the intentional, I don't know, we took a step backwards.
Weren't sharp.
These kids got to, we got to refocus. We got another week to go. We got to bring it home in the spring game, blah, 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 blah. But maybe they are doing that well, and maybe he just realized what he has. Maybe he likes it. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows?
You know, it's weird because the praise, you know, there's even when he's not overjoyous, there's never a lot of positive. You know, we're staying the course. We're getting through some things. Yada yada yada. He's going out of his way. You know, on the paper today, PJ Smith settling well at safety. Got a lot of, you know, saying a lot of, giving him accolades. There's a lot, you know, every day there seems to be an article singling somebody out that's really playing well, you know, in the defensive backfield especially. And maybe that was one of the deals last year where they had trouble covering people at times and they needed to put a point of emphasis on. But I'm just surprised by the positive nature of Coach.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to tell you who's playing in the 8-man All-Star game. We've got our Major League Baseball picks. Daddy, I did a little looking yesterday, kind of went with, wow, who's ESPN taking? Who are all the – they got like 25 guys predicting things. No one took anybody but the Tigers to win the AL Central. What does that tell Daddy?
You better take the Tigers, probably.
Oh, Daddy. I thought you taught me.
No, I know when everybody's going one way, we go another way. But what other way would you go?
I don't know. But if you're looking for odds, folks, that would be the division I'm going in because the most dominant team. We talked about who was it last year. It panned out the same way. Everybody was on the Phillies or something like that. And although they had a good year, I mean, it didn't pan out that way. So if you're looking for long odds, if you like to invest a little bit, when you go out and see our buddy Mike Perenio, look at the AL Central, anybody but Detroit.
Go ahead.
We'll take a break. Be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, I'm Blake Griffin.
And there's only one thing Blake loves more than the games this March. The Italian collection at Subway.
Delicioso.
In the sandwich bracket, you gotta pick the chicken pizziola melt. Juicy chicken, pepperoni, and our signature recipe marinara sauce on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread.
Perfecto.
And the meatball pepperoni melt with Italian-style meatballs, zesty pepperoni, and plenty of melted cheese. Only at Subway.
Subway. Eat fresh.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants.
Start going green and saving some green with Bridgestone fuel-efficient Ecopia tires. Now through April 29th, when you buy four Ecopia or Eco product tires, you'll receive your choice of a $70 American Express reward card or a Kindle Touch. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Kindle devices are given away on behalf of Bridgestone Americas. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Certain limitations apply. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Just like athletics, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Krull Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Krull Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Krull Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
Each spring, the world's best golfers converge at the Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters Golf Tournament. And Westwood One's coverage of the 78th Masters begins Thursday, April 5th on the Dial Global Radio Network. 2011 champion Charles Schwartzel looks to defend his title, while Tiger Woods tries to win his first major tournament since 2008. Who will be fitted for this year's green jacket? If it's the 2012 Masters, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine developing at times as we head through the day today, with a high at 63, east winds will develop at 10 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're a Cubs fan, Jeff?
I am.
God, how did that happen? They were terrible when you were young, weren't they?
Well, yeah, the same reasoning that I use for today. They're going to be on TV on WGN at 120. So Jeff would run home from elementary school, and the Cubs would be the only team on television during the day. And so that's how I became a Cubs fan.
Did you have any pets? Friends?
Yeah, but, I mean, you got the Cubs and Boy Meets World. Why would I give up that for...
Cubs and Boy Meets World.
Holy hell.
Boy Meets World.
You watched Saved by the Bell, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is the year.
Oh, folks, it's just no way. The Cubs lose today to Steven Strasburg. Here's my prediction. Here's my prediction for you, Daddy. Predictions sure to go wrong, as they like to say. Here's my prediction. At no point this year will the Chicago Cubs have sole possession of first place in the National League Central.
Even after today, if they
sole have... possession.
I got you. By the way, Washington a 160 favorite today. They won, so they are the underdog right out of the chute. And with Dempster on the mound for the Cubs, well, the total runs at 7.
Now let me put this in perspective for you. Cincinnati is playing today. And so they're in the division, and Pittsburgh's in the division. So the Cubs win, and those two teams lose. I mean, they could get sole possession right away today.
Biggest favorite of the day? It'd be Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. Philadelphia minus 180 on that line. Well, Halliday going.
Cub fan, if you're going to just have a miserable season of baseball, you just as well be comfortable doing it while you're watching it on WGN, as Jeff said. From Bruce Furniture, get ready for the summer. Brighten up your living room, brighten up your office, brighten up your bedroom, whatever you need. They've got it at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. And there's no need to move out the old furniture, because not only do they bring it to your house that day if it's in the store, you go in, you see it, hey, I want it tonight, it'll be there for you. If you want it next week, it'll be there for you. And then when they bring it over, they'll move out the old furniture, clear room for you. They'll gladly take care of the heavy lifting. Bruce Furniture saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. It's all professional. It's all the time. You're not going to get anything better than what you get at Bruce Furniture. Check them out at Facebook, online, brucefurniture.com, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Daddy, the teams for the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game have been announced, and Giltner and Howells are on the east. Sargent is on the west.
Ooh.
Those were 1, 2, 3 all year long. And here are some of the guys that will be playing June 16th at Hastings College. On the East, Gatorade Player of the Year, Drew Ott, and his teammate Logan Rath of Giltner. Mike Houchin of Bruning Davenport, Shickley, who's been known to shoot a basketball from time to time. He's on the East as well, which is coached by Bob McAvoy from Humphrey. Cletus Corman of Deschler and Mitch Shepard of Pawnee City. The West is coached by Andy Schwartz of South Loop, assisted by Brent Streeter of Bertrand and Jeff Shabram of Clearwater Orchard. On that team from South Loop, Zane Ellis and Drew Boyers, Dylan Line of SEM, Corey Austin of Shelton, Colin Janicek of Pleasanton, Jake Olmstead of Overton, Kalen Anderson of Loomis, Kogan Thompson of Kennesaw. That's a bruiser right there.
Yeah.
Chance Younger from Bertrand, Ross Poyser of Alma, and Jacob Sadoff of Amherst. The 8-man All-Star game this June the 16th at Hastings College.
Something we always attend in the summer, go over and have a day with the boys and see what's going on over there, make sure the coaches are behaving.
Yeah, we plan on being back over at 8-man camp again. Jack Dom, the head baseball coach at Iowa, going to be joining us here in just a few moments at the bottom of the hour, so stay with us for that as we talk a little baseball. Staying with football, Daddy, UNK, they have their spring scrimmage tomorrow, or Saturday, excuse me, then they're done with spring football a week earlier than the Huskers, and today they've announced their 6 captains. Different teams do it differently. This way the captains can maybe oversee your summer workouts and get you ready for fall, and they are Tommy Flanagan, Parker Jolly, Sam Cook, Justin Swedberg, Dex Schweiger, and Justin Teal.
good list of guys. Obviously contributed a lot in the past and going to be leaders this year on the field.
Axtell, Aurora, Central City, Adams Central. That Central Nebraska flavor mixes in with the boys from Colorado in Flanagan and Jolly as they get ready to go into the MIAA.
Pretty fun to watch those area kids, and I know that's what brings a lot of Lopers, a lot of Loper fans to those games is the area flavor, which they put on the field. By the way, on May 1st is the Loper football banquet, so we'll pass on more information to you as we get it for that, but about a month away, but I just wanted to, May 1st.
They haven't learned, have they? It's league golf, man. I just got to go lose ball. May 1st, can't wait. Can't wait. We'll talk more about that. And we'll talk with Daryl Morris once spring ball wraps up and put a little finishing touches on that as well. Nebraska Danger played in Allen, Texas on Saturday. They're playing in Everett, Washington tonight at 9 o'clock. They're back home next Saturday, April the 14th. Boy, you get the spring game, Fodder Park, and Nebraska Danger against the Wichita Wild next Saturday, by the way. Speaking of Fodder Park, track announcer Steve Anderson will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Been a while since we talked to Steve, but this is when I kind of get jacked up. The tournament's over. A little more time here, and I just mean state basketball and NCAA. Now we get to dive in and really hit this last month of Fodder Park hard.
Yeah, obviously leading up to the Kentucky Derby, we'll be, you know, we're interested in all those races, and we'll effort more Derby talk and horse racing talk in the future here, because you got the Florida Derby, Louisiana Derby, a lot of big prep races coming up next couple weeks. So we're looking forward to that. Doug, we got to pick some baseball before we get to coach on, or are we waiting, saving that all the way to the end? All the way to the end? That's fine.
Well, can we jam all that in 1.5 minutes?
Well, do we need to pick them all eight
in
one?
Yeah, we should. Continuity. We don't have to.
We're going baseball to baseball.
You can give me some thoughts. You got some thoughts? What do you got? You got something you want to share with the folks? Give us a hint?
It's just one of my favorite issues that comes out in USA Today when they put all the salaries across, you know, so you can see where your favorite team stacks up. And I thought, hey, the Royals, when I looked at the Royals payroll, almost $61 million, I thought, hey, that's pretty good. I mean, the Athletics, I look over, the Athletics are 55. Look at the Padres, they're 55 million. Then you have to go a long time before you find somebody else. I mean, even the Arizona Diamondbacks, 75. You know, the Yankees, 200 million. You know, the Red Sox. You know, when you get teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox, the 200 million becomes kind of that staple. But when you look at Zach Greinke gone from the Royals, and you thought, gosh, I know he signed a big contract. What's he making, $9 or $10 million this year? $13.5 million for the Brewers. Leads them. Highest in baseball, A-Rod. $30 million on the nose. 10 players for the Yankees, over $10 million.
Henrik Stenson has just got his second eagle of the front nine as he eagles the par 5 eighth to go to 5 under par through 8. Jack Dom, baseball coach from Iowa, joins us next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Spring is finally here. 1-800-Flowers.com has beautiful flowers, perfect for celebrating any spring occasion, birthdays. How about Easter? Or how about just that spring's here? 1-800-Flowers.com is now offering the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet, a full, vibrant bouquet of 30 tulips reflecting the colors of spring. Brightens up any room. And it's perfect timing to order this beautiful, multicolored tulip bouquet for somebody you care about today. Because 1-800-Flowers.com is giving my listeners a special offer only for a limited time. Order the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet for only $30. That's $15 off the regular price. As always, it comes with a 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. To get this $30 for $30 offer on spring tulips, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right corner, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Spring is finally here. Couldn't be any sooner.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine developing at times as we head through the day today, with a high at 63, east winds will develop at 10 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where we like to do every week preview Nebraska's opponent in Big Ten baseball. This week, the Iowa Hawkeyes come in for some Easter holiday baseball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at all on 1230 AM KHAS, beginning Friday night at 6:35.
In his ninth year as a head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Jack Dom joins us. Jack, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again.
Well, appreciate you guys having me and doing well.
Well, Coach, great to have you on. And I know that we've been talking. Nebraska's had Illinois and Northwestern so far on their conference schedule. And it looks like Nebraska's fitting right in. They're right there at 500 where we where we see Big Ten baseball the last few years. No dominant team, and everybody kind of sees some parity there. I've asked this question of both coaches. I want to ask it of you, Jack. Where do you see Big Ten baseball? Because as Nebraska was coming into the conference, everybody was talking, and, well, the facts pointed out, the RPI is not very high. Why is it taking the Big Ten so long to get the corner turned here in baseball?
Well, here, you know, one of the biggest things that we need to do is have a lot of positive talk out there about Big Ten baseball, because I think a lot of people have these preconceived notions that Big Ten baseball is not very good or not very competitive. We're playing under, I mean, it's just tough being a northern program, playing the way that the NCAA has college baseball set up right now. And that's the thing, is so many people in the state of Nebraska right now are talking about, oh, no, you know, baseball's not very good in the Big Ten. Well, I think what you're going to find out, what Darren Erstead and Nebraska is going to find out, is Big Ten baseball is really good. It's just very tough to play your first 18 games on the road. It wears you out physically. It's tough to win on the road. And so that's the biggest issue, is the way that the NCAA is set up, it hurts Big Ten baseball, and it favors all the southern schools. And you know what? Here's the funny part, is Nebraska is the southernmost school in the Big Ten Conference. if you look at Nebraska right now, I believe they're 7-5 on the road, and they're, 12-5 at home. They played a 17-game homestand. We haven't had that luxury of doing that, as neither has had any other program in the Big Ten except for Minnesota having the dome, of course. So it's the way that the Big Ten baseball is very good. It's just the way it is set up. And I think it's very important here. We have some great coaches. We have some great players in this league. We've worked extremely hard as coaches. I've been in it for 9 years of trying to change the perception of Big Ten baseball. I think it's very important that we get some positive talk instead of people saying, "Oh boy, I can't believe Nebraska's only 3-3 in the Big Ten." They need to embrace it, because in a couple of months Nebraska's going to be at about 40 wins, and we want them, if they don't win the Big Ten championship, hopefully Iowa's winning it, and Nebraska's going to be a second or third team from the Big Ten to get into the NCAA tournament as that large berth. All the bad everybody down talking Big Ten baseball is going to hurt Nebraska in June if they don't win the championship. So, and I think people are going to realize it is pretty good baseball, very good baseball. It's just the way that the system is set up right now that really hurts Northern programs. Look what my old school, Creighton University, last year had the second best year in the history of the program. If they would not have won the Missouri Valley Conference championship game, there's a chance they might not have made it as an at-large team, having one of the most special years in the history of the program. That's something wrong with the system, not with Northern baseball. And it's just very difficult the way that they have the system set up right now. And I'm not complaining about it. I coach up north. I've had to deal with it for 19 years now. But I think we have to embrace that now Nebraska is part of a Northern Conference. It's going to elevate Big Ten baseball. And I think it's a great positive for us. I think the one sport that got hurt at Nebraska by coming into the Big Ten is baseball, without a doubt. However, how are we going to continue to work to elevate Big Ten baseball? Because we've worked extremely hard to do it. We've probably had to work harder than Nebraska has, to be honest with you, as far as getting where they're at and where Big Ten baseball is. Respect the job that the coaches have done, and we are going to continue to get better, and the addition of Nebraska is definitely going to help us.
Coach, why the home field advantage? I mean, when you're coming to Nebraska, I don't think you tell your kids, well, we're going down south to Nebraska. I don't think that in Indiana, when they, whatever, they don't say, we're going down south. I mean, the home, Coach Hartlib told us 70% of the time the home team wins. That's just the way it is, guys. Why is the home field such a huge advantage?
Well, first of all, you got your crowd. Second of all, you haven't had to travel. And third of all, you got the last at bat. And there's pressure to the game of baseball. There's pressure. It's a unique game. What other sport do you play defense where you have to handle the baseball besides baseball and softball? Maybe cricket. I'm not sure. So now it puts a different pressure on the visiting team when that home team has the last at bat. Now you got to get that 27th out. And look at Major League Baseball right now. It is so hard to find a guy that can get that last out on the mound. And so not only that, but then you got the crowd, you got the umpire start squeezing you because the crowd's on them. There's so many different variables, in college baseball. And for us, the travel is just it's tough for our guys. We have to travel so much that physically and mentally you get wore out. And I had a volunteer coach here the previous 2 years, and he played at Baylor. He was from Des Moines, Dowling High School. His name was Zach Dillon. He was a catcher for Baylor the year that they went to the College World Series. A couple things that Zach told me, and he's back down at Baylor right now as their volunteer coach. The talent level, the depth of the talent down at Baylor is a little bit greater than here at the University of Iowa, of course. But he said, we play as good a baseball as they do in the Big 12. The biggest thing that he said is we were coming back from our spring trip, and he looked at me. He goes, I am absolutely fried. He goes, I can't believe how much this drains you. He goes, that's the biggest difference between Southern baseball and Northern baseball. He goes, I didn't even play. He goes, I can't imagine how our players are feeling. So that is one of the most difficult things is our travel. And, again, Nebraska has it's nice because they have a tremendous facility, and they can play better. You wouldn't think that the weather in Omaha or Lincoln is much better than Iowa City, but it is amazing from the snowfall to probably about 5 to 8 degrees difference in temperature. It makes a big difference, and then everybody else is even farther north than us. So there's a lot of variables in there, but the home team does win 70% of the time. It's fact.
Jack Dobb joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Iowa head baseball coach, as they come into Lincoln this weekend. Of course, many years at Creighton when he was hired in 93, the youngest head coach in Division I baseball at 25 years of age. I talked about it to open the show today, Coach. I'm wondering the perception out there. We've got the perception, I think, that the players at Creighton and the teams at Creighton were better than the teams at Iowa right now, and I'm sure that's not the perception that you have. What is the difference in player that you had at Creighton going to NCAA tournaments and the players you have now at Iowa?
You know what? The biggest thing is getting the belief, believing that you can win. I would say right now our team, our pitching staff right here at the University of Iowa is a lot more talented than any deeper and more talented than what I had at Creighton University. But the bats are different, how you play the game's a little bit different. You know, I was fortunate enough to have some All-Americans at Creighton, like Ryan Grip, who could carry us, but it was a different bat at that time also. And we didn't have to travel as much when I was at Creighton, near as much. So you were able to get on a little bit of a roll early in the year and gain some confidence. So we're every bit as talented here. You know, the game has changed with the bats, where we used to be able to hit more three-run homers at Creighton University. And it's still a work in progress. I didn't realize how down Iowa baseball was when I got the program. They'd only been to the Big Ten tournament once in the previous 16 years. Now we've been there three in the last eight. We finished in the top three in the league three times and went to a championship game. So we're getting close to really turning the corner. And our freshman recruiting class is probably the most talented in the Big Ten. And then we have a top 30 recruiting class coming in next year with some of the premier players in the Midwest coming to our school. So we're very excited. Now we got to keep them away from the pro draft, which is going to be a challenge, as you guys know all the time.
Right.
So we're getting there, right there to turn the corner. And I think what people will see this weekend when we come play, we're a very talented team, very a scrappy, hard-nosed team that can really beat anybody in the country. You know, we went to Mississippi State last year, beat them twice in their park. That doesn't happen very often, that a non-conference opponent goes in and beats Mississippi State twice. So we have a talented team, and we're just starting to play some good baseball. We're getting our legs underneath us now, and we won yesterday or the previous 2 days against South Dakota State. Played good, solid baseball, and we're starting to, we're starting to put it together, and so we look forward to a good weekend this weekend at Lincoln.
Coach, what's the scouting report scare you about the Huskers?
You know what? They got their edge back. I think that was the biggest thing when Dave Van Horn took over the program. He put an edge to him, and a young fellow that he recruited, Will Bolt. I think was a big part of that, and of course Will is a part of that staff right now, and I haven't had a chance to watch them all that much, but I just listening to some things that are being said, but they got an edge to them and playing the game aggressively and really competing for 27 outs. It might not be as talented of a team as their World Series teams, but you know what, in college baseball now, it's not exactly about the talent level, it's about who wants it the most, and they're getting that back, and then you play in front of you get the fans excited, and it's a great environment down there. So they've got a very, very good team. But we look forward to coming down and competing. But I would say that they're getting their edge back. And Darren's brought that, and Will Bolt, and Ted Silva, and they've got a great staff. And, bottom line is we're going to come up there and compete very, very hard. And we know that they're going to compete very hard, too. And they're developing that toughness again, So all the things that all coaches talk about, but you see it on the field and how the way that they're approaching it and the way they're swinging their bats. That's the biggest difference, is their offensive numbers compared to other teams in our league besides Purdue. They're really producing from an offensive standpoint, and that's what separates them from other people right now in our league.
Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom with us for just another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You have a young man in Jared Hippen who really kind of led your way from the pitching staff coming back this year. Talk about where he fits in your lineup this year and how the start he's gotten off to.
You know what? He's his numbers are a little deceiving, I'll be honest. He's pitched great. He's pitched consistently for us. I think his ERA is, I don't know if it's right around 4 or something, but I think he's 2-3. But he's been really one of the premier pitchers in the Big Ten over the last couple of years. Been in the rotation for us, his fourth year in the rotation. And last weekend he gave up 9 runs, and this will be, might sound funny, might have been his best outing of his career.
Yeah.
Because we're playing at, you guys will hear all about the Indiana ballpark soon. It's on a hill. Wind blows out about 30 miles per hour, and it's 380 to center field. So it's a tough place to pitch. And both him and Donato, the two aces, just had a tough time with the wind, and the ball was up. And he gave up a few home runs. But I tell you what, he competed and gave us a chance to win. And I was very impressed. And that's when I know he's really continuing to grow up, because it wasn't about his numbers. It was about giving our team the best opportunity to win. And he really competed. And I'm sure a name that you guys will remember is Taylor Youngman from Texas a couple years ago.
You bet.
Jared Hippen went down there and really out-dueled Tyler Youngman left the game with a 1-0 lead in the eighth inning. And so he's a kid that pitches very well in a big situation. We haven't scored enough runs for him early this year or last year. That's why his numbers aren't more impressive as far as his wins and losses. But if you talk to anybody in the Big Ten, they'll say the toughest guy in the league to hit is Jarrett Hippen. So he gives us a great chance to win every time out, and you know, we expect the same thing on Friday.
And finally, Coach, flipping it over to the offense as the folks are in Lincoln this weekend watching or listening on the radio. Looks like Mike McQuillan's kind of been your man to get you started this season. Talk about him.
Yeah, you know what? Mike's been our three-hole hitter. He's been a starter for the whole time he's been here. In fact, we're transitioning him over to first base right now because we have a young fellow by the name of Jake Mangler who's a freshman that's a very good player for us coming back from injury. But Mike, we put him in the leadoff spot, and he's done a great job of kind of igniting our offense. He's getting on base, scoring a lot of runs for us. Yesterday he was 5-for-5. He was 2-for-2 but got on base every time. All five plate appearances and really setting the table for us. And our biggest thing is we've had a hard time finding guys to drive in runs. And what we've done is we've gotten some younger guys in there in the lineup. And Jake Yasenich, our freshman shortstop, is hitting close to 600 with guys in scoring position. And we've got some guys now that are starting to click a little bit. So we're getting close to being a dangerous team. And, you know, it's not about your batting average. Offensively, it's about timely hits. It's about offensive execution, and we're getting closer. And we've got the pitching. Our defense, we've only made one error in the last five games. That's coming together. Now it's, are we going to get our bunts down? Are we going to be aggressive on the bases, being able to go first to third, read the ball in the dirt? And then when we get guys in scoring position, we need to get the timely hits. So from that standpoint, we're making progress. We haven't even started clicking. We've been good for 2 days, and then we'll be bad for 2 days. We need to develop that consistency, and hopefully we can take that next step here this weekend in Lincoln.
Jack Dom, Iowa baseball coach. Coach, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll do it again.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Jack Dom, baseball coach at Iowa with the Hawkeyes. Likes to talk.
Email. Harold says, I'm shocked ever Iowa's ever won a baseball game. Take some cheese with your wine, Coach.
Oh. Wow, what was that about?
Northern schools, you know, that Northern school talk, but that... You see it in the records.
Nebraska overcame it.
Minnesota overcame it a long time ago.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy it. You? Do you buy it anymore? I think we're going to be talking to some baseball analysts from the Big Ten Network in the next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I'm going to be interested to get their take on it because I think it's and not from the coach's standpoint, I just don't think anybody wants to go play baseball in the Big Ten. I mean, there's no reason to. There's no selling point. There's no, yeah, we are playing in cold weather. Yeah, our facilities are terrible. Yeah, we're playing on a hill where the wind blows 30 miles an hour every time you're at home, like Coach just said. We'll find out more about it. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to have our Major League Baseball predictions for the upcoming season. We'll update you on the Masters leaderboard. And don't forget, every guest on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Try them for breakfast. Two croissant sandwiches, just $4. Breakfast served until 11 every morning. Two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
Why should golfers take 5-Hour Energy? That's easy. Golf can be tiring. I'm Jim Furyk, and I started taking 5-Hour Energy about a year ago to give me energy for workouts. If you play golf and want more energy, 5-Hour Energy may be right for you. It's small and portable, so it fits in your bag, and it takes just seconds to drink. 5-Hour Energy is great for those early tee times or when you just feel too tired. On or off the course, play with energy. 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 for a 32-quart bag. It helps regulate the moisture in the soil so you don't overwater or underwater. And it's at a price that makes sure you don't overspend either. It's just another way you get more spring per dollar. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 a bag. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over.
The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Registration is now open for Indian Head's Green Jacket Tournament, which begins this Saturday. Gather three of your friends, and you will compete in one of three divisions. Before you tee off, you will draw a name of a pro golfer. That pro's Saturday score combined with your round score will determine your final score. The cost is $45. Register today by calling 308-381-GOLF or online at IndianHeadGolf.com.
There's so much here for everyone.
It's run for the money and two for the show. In the 2012 horse race season, the Fodder Park Scratch Report is brought to you by Overmiller Seamless Sun and the Daily Double by Chuck Wakeland at Woods Brothers Real Estate. Every race day on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Track announcer Steve Anderson brings you information straight from the track.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine developing at times as we head through the day today, with a high at 63. East winds will develop at 10 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway has taken hassle-free another step by eliminating the stress of having to call in and set up an appointment for your next oil change or tire rotation. Maybe you're going out of town for the Easter holiday. You can simply drive into either of their service bays at the new Express Lane. Service advisor will be happy to assist you. Midway's Express Lane not only offers appointment-free service at an affordable cost, but in a timely manner, jobs are done as quick as 30 minutes. And you don't even need an appointment. You can make one if you want. Stop in for your convenience at Midway Chevrolet. And or the very latest, go to thinkmidway.com for the latest deals, Facebook offers, and a whole lot more. And you can see everything that they have in their inventory at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Henrik Stenson shoots 31 on the front, a 5-under par. Through nine, has a one-shot lead over Paul Laurie, who plays the 18th at 4-under. Ross Fisher, who was my dark horse pick yesterday, Daddy, 2-under through 16, and then a whole host of folks at 1-under, including Bo Van Pelt, who Alex Myers liked as from Golf Digest yesterday as his dark horse. Martin Keimer, Bill Haas, Molinari, Francesco, you got Watney there, Verplank, O'Hare, Kevin The Knaw and Jason Duffner all at 1-under. Stuart Sink and Tiger Woods have fallen back to even par, as has Padraig Harrington, who eagled earlier today. So they are all at even par right in that 7 through 13 hole on the course. Folks, log on. Be a member of our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. Today's poll question, who will win the Masters? Tiger, Phil, Rory, or do you want the field? Log on and vote today and pick up your points at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, should the NBA add a year to its draft age rule? Yes, 62%. No, 38%. Yesterday's poll. All right, let's get to it, Daddy. Not only is the Masters going on, which begins live here at 1 o'clock, but Major League Baseball got a couple of games in Japan. And then, of course, they played last night. And let's start with the American League. We'll go with the American League East. Who you got?
American League East, it's one of those things. It's going to be the Yankees. I've got to go with them. The $200 million payroll. They're going to, you know what, it gets close to the trade deadline. They're going to trade for whatever they need. It'll be New York.
Well, we haven't heard from Chris and Lawrence for a long time, but of course Mike and Mike were talking about this, that the last time, six times Kentucky won the national championship, the Yankees won the World Series. So we'll see what happens. The Central Division, as I said, everybody in the world is picking Detroit. In fact, I went to Vegas Insider to win the World Series. Detroit and the Phillies are the favorite at 6-1. And then you go down past more than half the teams in Major League Baseball before you even get to the second team in the American League Central, where the Royals and Indians are both at 60-1. The Twins were at 100-1. The perennial contender is at 100-1. Who are you taking in the Central?
I'm going to take Detroit, and I got $133 million of payroll. That's my reasoning there. No one else is close to that in the American League Central.
what my feeling here is just like Missouri in the NCAA tournament. I don't think they're going to win the Central, but who's going to beat them? And it's not just a one-game deal here. It's over the long, long haul. Minnesota, obviously, just doesn't have the pitching right now. Kansas City, how many years do you have to wait? They keep saying we're a year away. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, it was 2013. Well, we're not in 2013 yet. The White Sox, they seem to be in a little bit of shambles. And Cleveland, I don't know. They haven't had Willie Mays Hayes join them for a long, long time. And I hate picking Kansas City and then jinxing the poor boys. So I will pick Detroit. In the West, I'm going to take the Angels with Albert Pujols.
I think that's an easy pick. I will do the same.
I will take Texas as my wild card.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go crazy and take Boston as my wild card.
Of course, we've got new stuff this year. The addition of wild card berths finalized. The lower seeded teams. What do we got? What do we got? So we got two wild card teams, Jeff, this year?
Yeah. Basically, you remember last year when Boston and Atlanta had collapsed. Under the new system this year, they would have been in a one-game playoff to determine who the wild card. It would have been Boston and Tampa, and then the winner of that goes to the higher seeded team. It's a different look for MLB this year, but they did finalize their two wildcard teams per
division.
League. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take Tampa. I think Boston is going to be in shambles this year. This Valentine thing is not going to work. I'll take Tampa.
Valentine deal won't work. Why? Douglas, I'm just process of elimination. If you're trying to do something for the year, I've got to take the Rangers. I mean, they're the only one. I mean, we got Boston and Texas, my wild card teams. Okay. I mean, your process of elimination, look at the other teams. Seattle, Oakland, no. Kansas City, Minnesota, no.
Just by how bad the other teams are, Kansas City has ascended way up there, though.
But over the year, I'm going to take Boston and Texas. We go to the National League. That's a real easy. The Philadelphia Phillies, if you look at the payroll of Washington, Atlanta, New York Mets, Miami, who would you say second in payroll in that division?
I don't know. Miami.
They are, $120 million. I mean, I would have thought Atlanta and the Mets, but their financial problems, obviously. But I'll take Philly.
I am going to take Miami to win, which is Florida. I will take the old Florida Marlins. I'll take Miami to win the East. Who are you going to take in the Central?
You know what?
This is a two-horse race.
I'm going back to the Cardinals. I think they do it without Pujols. There's a lot of talent on that team still.
I like St. Louis as well. It seems like it's only them or Cincinnati in that big field.
I was going to, in that other division, the first one we picked, Miami, I was looking at them. But that national anthem last night was so unbelievably horrific. What the hell was that? I was embarrassed for every other Grammy Award winner because that guy supposedly has got a few.
Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad is unbelievable. That was terrible.
Who are you taking to the National League West where it seems like it might be a little open? Nobody likes the Rockies, but outside of that, who you got?
I'm going to take San Francisco. They got a little pitcher up there. I don't know if you've heard of this kid, Timmy. He goes by the name of Timmy.
Well, how about Kane? Alphabet Bandit.
Yeah.
Charles Kane.
I will take Timmy Lincecum.
I'm going to take the Arizona Diamondbacks to win the West. Now, your two wild cards in the National League shall be who?
I will take the Dodgers as one, and I'm going to take Cincinnati as one.
I was going to take Cincy, but then you took them. Some people are taking the Brewers. I'm leaving Philadelphia home this year. It's just time for them to not go. So there's my other outlandish pick. It's Chipper Jones, people. I'm taking the Atlanta Braves to get one of the wild cards because that East is going to be it probably isn't going to happen because everybody thinks Washington's better. The Mets have to be better. Philadelphia is great. You got the payroll at Miami. Then you got Atlanta. Cincinnati, the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Giants. I don't think Brewers are going to do it. I liked Cincinnati, but that West always seems to separate itself in somebody that seems to be the easiest division. I'll take Cincy as my other wild card, just like you. Who goes to the World Series? Are you riding that Yankee train? since Kentucky won the national championship?
Well, that's interesting. No, I love the Phillies to win the whole deal. As I look, you know, you look at Cliff Lee, Halliday, I mean, Hamels, Papelbon, Blanton. Those pitchers are enough for me to take them all the way out. I'm going to take the Phillies there. And why not the Angels?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Angels and the Yankees. Although Texas, man.
Jinx the Yankees.
Well, this isn't the same Yankees teams that were – I mean, it was a little easier to see why the Yankees won when the – I mean, hell, they were the best team in baseball. They're not the best team in baseball this year, are they? Not the best team in baseball. Nobody's saying they're the best team in baseball, the experts. So I'm going to take the Angels in the World Series as well, Daddy. I think they get to the World Series. Mike Sosha is pretty darn good. And I will take the Angels to win the World Series over Atlanta. Why not? There you go. That's our Doug and Daddy show for today. Mark it down, people. And don't forget, the Masters is less than 1 hour away now here on ESPN Radio. We want to thank Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom for joining us today. Among our guests tomorrow will be Steve Anderson, the race announcer at Fauner Park. Track announcer will let us know what's going on this weekend and next weekend as we head into the final month of the horse racing, live racing season at Fauner Park. We'll talk more about the Masters tomorrow as well here on ESPN Radio.
A lot more Masters talk, because it'll be moving day tomorrow. People positioning themselves for the weekend. They're certainly not going to win it today or tomorrow, but you can lose it. And that's become obvious with some of those big names that Doug talked about earlier not being around on the first three pages of the leaderboard. Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.